Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca. Our twice-daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app out of Atlanta. Welcome to another edition of The Crossover. This time, we're talking NCAA since it's March Madness, just happening in a couple days. With me is Renee Washington of the Sports Wrap, also of the National Cross League, and Veronica Harris of Ballers of Theo. And you can hear Veronica on BarnBurner several shows. And she's a TV star. She'll get to it in a couple seconds. All right. First of all, Renee, I'm going to ask you, NCAA, me and Veronica are in Canada, but in the States, is there a different feeling about March Madness?
Well, March Madness is always exciting. It's a great time for everyone. They fill out their brackets, everyone across jobs and teams and families. You see everybody try to see and betting to see if their bracket is the best one and if they picked correctly. But it's the time of the year where you really see across all sports bars, restaurants, everyone's coming together. They're rocking their favorite team's gear. It's so exciting. And honestly, bigger than, or just as big, I should say, as the Super Bowl, the NBA championship, it's definitely up there. So it's exciting. I'm thrilled. Every time March comes around here, I'm always excited to see, you know, who's going to get upset, who's going to be the Cinderella team. And I know me being at LaSalle University a couple years back during their Sweet 16 run as a Cinderella team, having experienced it firsthand, it's always exciting to see now, you know, the other teams that are going through that too. So I'm thrilled that it's March.
we are thrilled because you're also in Philadelphia, but starting March Madness means warmer weather, right? No more snow, right? No more snow, March Madness. Veronica, what does March Madness mean for you? You're a Canadian, eh?
Oh, my goodness. March Madness, that was a good pun. March Madness, to me, we won't have to talk about me being Canadian right now because we'll get to that once we mention one of the top two best players in college right now. But what it means to me is everyone, you really see people come together. And although I know it may sound a little bit corny, it's true. Even people who don't play basketball or understand it, they want in your bracket. They want to be a part of a community. They want to, if they win, they want to rub it in your face. Like last year, my girlfriend Jenna, she's not a fan of March Madness, I won't lie, of college ball. But out of everyone, and there is about 20 of us in this bracket, she won the whole thing. That's amazing. You walk away with a nice payday. So it's great to see, you know, there's an incentive for people who don't necessarily enjoy or follow college ball. It's nice to just have everyone come together and be a part of the community at least once a year, right?
Hey, Veronica, she won because she took my bets, all right? Okay, so let's go with a little bit of the favorite. Veronica, you'll start us off with some team called Duke. They have a Canadian on the team, but everybody's talking about another player on the team who arguably could also go number one in the draft this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that number one you're talking about, Joe, his name's Zion Williamson. And you know what? As much as I want to play that Canadian card and you know, have RJ as my favorite, the talent that Zion has is undeniable. And, I mean, the strength, the agility, he's absolutely amazing. And there's no doubt in my mind that he will be number one and he will go late to the NBA. Some people are saying maybe he should stay a couple more years in college. But, I mean, why? Why would he do it? I mean, the whole team, the Duke Blue Devils, are dominating the league anyway, being him leading them, right? So I can't wait to see him. I can't wait. And follow that second player, RJ Barrett, is also making moves and is also making history. And it's going to be so great to be able to see them, to come to Toronto, where I live, my hometown, and see them on the NBA court.
All right, Renee, what do you think of Duke? And who are you a fan of? What team?
Well, I do have to say Duke is probably the most exciting team to watch right now, or one of the most exciting teams to watch besides the Zion Williamson. I'm always intrigued to see how these teams do, like a Duke, like a Kentucky, teams that every year are sending 4 and 5 guys to the NBA draft and have a whole new team of freshmen that are leading them to be a top team across NCAA basketball. And to see RJ Barrett and Zion Williamson, the amount of attention that they grab. I mean, you look at the players and celebrities that are going down to watch Duke play, that to me in itself is enough just shows how great they are. You know, you have LeBron James and Rajon Rondo going to watch when they're in town. You have different celebrities going to watch. And without a doubt, they're excited to see right now because you don't know what's going to happen when it gets to March Madness. Teams like Duke with freshmen that have been carrying them the entire season, you do tend to see them get upset in March Madness because the postseason in March Madness is a beast in itself. It's one thing to win so many regular season games. It's another thing when it's one and done, you know. Every game, every team has the same opportunity to win, whether they're the underdog, 16 seed, or number one seed. So it's always exciting to me to see who is going to come out in the end. And a team like Villanova, as we've seen in the past, tends to be successful because they do, or Gonzaga, they do have a lot of upperclassmen since they're not sending guys out to the draft every year. But I'm just looking forward to good basketball. I just love watching college basketball for that reason alone. I love the fact that these are kids that are playing, or guys that are playing, out of pure love for the game. They're not worried about salaries or checks. They're worried about just beating the other guy on the floor. And I love the enthusiasm and excitement behind it.
All right. As I look, because this was Selection Sunday, I especially like the West region, 8 versus 9. Renee, we'll start off with you. Syracuse versus Baylor. I'm a Syracuse fan. I'm also a Michigan fan, but Syracuse-Baylor, that's a toss-up for me. Baylor could win Syracuse. It's a toss-up, but here's another. Michigan, the second seed in the West, plays Montana, the 15th seed. You know, like in years past, always 16, 15, 14, there's always one bracket buster. How bad when somebody breaks your basket, how do you feel?
Bracket busters are what makes March Madness March Madness. It would be March. I don't know the M word, that would make sense. But it's madness because there is no clean bracket. Much like I was just saying with Duke and having so many freshmen, teams that come into March Madness as the number one seed or top seed, you know, you have Virginia and Duke and Villanova, different teams that are coming in after having a magical season. Again, it doesn't matter, and you always see a bracket buster. There's always that underdog, a Northeastern or what's that one out of there, whoever that still upsets in those first early rounds and makes it insane. And Syracuse with Jim Boeheim, tremendous program, but also a team, in my opinion, that has the ability to be upset. So that 8-9 game versus Baylor is going to be a crazy first-round game. Of course, every time 8 and 9 face off, it's insane in the first round. But beyond whoever wins that, it never gets easy. It's March Madness. There's no easy road.
All right, Veronica, bracket buster. I'm actually going to tell Jenna what to do this year and win again, but maybe I should tell you. But
tell me, and I'll promise I'll split it with you. I promise. I'll split the pot.
Like, look, this is the first time I remember we're so close in Toronto to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo is a six-seeded Buffalo Bulls against Arizona State. For me, mm-hmm. that is a very big matchup for Buffalo, even to get to the second round, because I don't remember, you know, I'm 45, I don't remember Buffalo ever being good in college basketball. I'm sorry to Buffalo. I like Buffalo Bills. I like the Sabres, but I never, you know, in college basketball, Renee, am I right or wrong?
This is a different Buffalo team, though. I've watched them play there. This is not your average Buffalo basketball that we're watching right now. So, yes, yeah. I think it's time. They're turning the corner here.
Well, I like better the Bills to turn the corner. But anyways, Veronica. All right, so which bracket buster, which team do you think could break your pool there?
Yeah, you want to know what? I think that, I mean, we all know Michigan's good. We all know Michigan's actually great program, great ball, great players. I think that this might be their year. I know they're second, so it might not be a bracket buster. But, I mean, they are in with Duke and Virginia Tech and LSU. Those are good teams. Not to mention many others. So I think that, to me, I don't see them as an underdog, but I do see them and Duke heading to the Eastern Finals. So I do see that.
All right. So I'm going to ask both of you one question. And I know the tournament hasn't started. Veronica, give me your mm-hmm. final four.
Okay, my final four. Well, I know I just said Michigan, but I think that Duke will obviously take it. I think unless something something horrible happens, knock on wood, I think Duke will take it. As long as Nike steps up their game and gets some duct tape wrapped around their shoes, they're good. For the West, Gonzaga, South and Midwest, that's a little bit tricky for me. In the South, I have Villanova, so I already have my bracket kind of mapped out, right? Because again, we're in this pool. But I think for the South, it's going to be Villa or Virginia, and then for the Midwest, I can't deny North Carolina. That's just one final answer, North Carolina.
All right, go ahead, Renee.
I don't know. I mean, an easy answer is to always say the number one seed for each is going to go, but that never happens. There's always someone along the way that gets knocked off. And I can't look past Gonzaga. I agree on that, because that, to me, is a team that says, come March Madness, every year, they always find a way to at least the Elite Eight. You know, they have a team that is, you know, they have a lot of upperclassmen. They have the experience. This is what they're used to being here. Michigan, of course, being in the NCAA championship last year, I'm sure they're, you know, looking forward to trying to get back. I don't know if they have it in them. I don't know. I can't look past Duke, especially with the health design ones. And of course, if you keep the sneakers on and doesn't slide out of them, we should be fine. Virginia is the team, of course, the number one, but I don't know if they'll be upset with Villanova in that same South division. So I have no answers, but I'm going to go with, if I have to say my final four, Gonzaga, Duke, Kentucky. Ooh, but North Carolina is there. Kentucky and Purdue. I'm just going to throw a rant about this. Because there's always someone there that we don't expect to be there. That's what I know for sure.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys one question about NBA. I'll start off with Renee, because she likes some guy named number 23, LeBron Quitter James. Did you watch the game? Did you watch the game today? Did you watch how New York Knicks 124, Lakers 123, and did you watch how LeBron James threw the game? And I know you're the biggest LeBron James fan, so go ahead.
I love all the talk about how LeBron and the Lakers keep finding new, unique ways to lose. They were just saying that about the Knicks about 3 weeks ago. it's just, to me, this team, and with LeBron specifically, having been as successful as he is with 8 straight championship appearances and making the playoffs. I mean, the last time he didn't make the playoffs, I was still in, like, high school. So he's a different type of player, because I think he's more long-term right now. You know, he's older in his career. He's in his 30s now. He's more focused on, you know, what's next and preparing for the, you know, career after this career, so to speak. I'm not overly worried about it. I am going to cry not seeing the Lakers in the playoffs. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know who I'm going to root for, because I have...
Toronto. We need more fans. Toronto.
I don't know about that. But, you know what? This is who I'm going to root for. I'm rooting for anybody but the Warriors, because I'm just tired of seeing them win. But more importantly, with LeBron and the Lakers, I do think this is just not their year. You know, it's a rebuilding year, and I know everyone's ready to just, you know, get rid of LeBron and discard all that he's done. But I think next year, in the offseason, we'll see them bringing some good free agents, making some good trades, making some good drafts. So I'm not worried about this year. I've given up too. You know, LeBron and I have given up. It's fine.
There's plenty more
success to come LeBron's way, so I'm not worried about it. He's the king for a reason.
Before I get to Veronica, I just want to mention one other thing. And this came I don't know how many people have reported this or whatever, but a very good source, and Renee, you know who I'm talking about, told me that during the trade deadline, the Lakers were thinking about trading LeBron James. Now,
yeah,
I don't know if you
did you
hear that?
I did. And I even heard Jeff Van Gundy saying that during a game, which I don't ever listen fully to what he's saying, because it is what it is. But you cannot get any amount. There are not enough players in the league that you can get that can match what LeBron brings to a team. And whether your people dislike him or not, there are just certain players you don't trade. You don't trade a LeBron James. You wouldn't trade a Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, I mean, you don't trade. I don't care. Grant was, you know, whatever. But the Lakers, at the end of the day, are going through this low period right now because of injuries, because of the fact that we had sick guys being put on the trading block, and that's hard to bounce back from. And the fact that LeBron is not in his prime right now. He is older. He is working now to keep longevity and stay healthy, and to even have anybody speak the words of trading is just, you just don't know the game, in my opinion. He's a leader. He's a champion. He's someone that can help put the team. He puts the team on his back and helps the team win in ways that when teams don't even think they can win. So that's, yeah, whoever says that and has said that, and I'm putting Jeff Van Gundy in that same category, that just shows to me how much you don't really know the game.
All right. You could tell she's very passionate about LeBron James. In fact, when I talk to LeBron James, I'm going to tell him to take Renee should be in a part in Space Jam too. Okay, so there you
go. I'll sign that too.
All right, Veronica. Now let's turn our attention to our Toronto Raptors. You mm-hmm. like the Raptors game report? You do jump ball the Toronto Raptors recaps or whatever. The Raptors cannot play the Detroit Pistons in the playoffs. They got swept by the Pistons. They got swept by Dwayne Casey. What's going on with, you know, have the Raptors quit? Milwaukee has lost a guy for 6 to 8 weeks. They lost today to Renee's team, Philadelphia, even though it's Lakers, but whatever. Renee's team, Philadelphia. Even the Greek Freak scored 52 points and they lost. What is going on with the Raptors?
You want to know what? I truly, truly, truly wish I had an answer. And this has been something that I have been battling with, honestly, for the past 4 years with the Toronto Raptors. I don't know. I don't understand it. I wish I knew. There is no Kyle Lowry. We understand that, right? But you still have Kawhi Leonard. You still have Pascal Siakam, who will win that Most Improved Player award this year. He will, 100%. Fred VanVleet's back. I saw him. I watched him. He got 17 points on his return. That's fantastic. I hope they don't play Detroit. I really do, because I don't know, guys. I don't have a whole lot of faith. Especially losing to the Detroit Pistons, and then they're just losing to teams that they shouldn't be losing to. So I don't know. It pains me to say that. Maybe Renee, maybe you have an answer, but I don't understand.
Renee's answer should be that the Raptors should have traded for LeBron James. There's your answer.
I don't know.
I would love to see Kawhi LeBron on the same team. It's hard because we see this a lot in the league. First things first that a lot of people have to keep in mind is the regular season to me is just preparation for the And if you're a team that knows you're going to make it to the playoffs, like the Warriors, we see them in the West, what people are saying, oh, how are they losing? How are they losing? Because it's a long season, 86 games in a regular season, the amount of travel that they do, the amount of wear and tear on these guys' bodies, you cannot expect them to be at the top performance every game. Even Joel Embiid was just saying that when he came back in his game, you know, he's like, I'm just trying to make it through. It's a long season. It's, you know, you're never physically playing without being sore. The Toronto Raptors do confuse me because they without fail always get to the playoffs and always drop the ball. But in the past, that's because they've been going up against LeBron. And without LeBron in the East, this does look like it's their year to win it. And I've actually been rooting for them to win it. But I just don't think they match up well with the Pistons, much like how the Sixers don't match up well with the Celtics. And I think that with players like Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond, they do expose the Raptors in the paint a little more. And to me, that's an area that really stands out. But you just got to hope they don't play them. You really do. And if they can get through the playoffs without seeing the Pistons, I think that's the best way to go about winning the East, because I do think they are still stronger than, in a 7-game series, I'm going to say, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Bucks, in my opinion. I mean, the Greek Freak is tough to beat for 4 games out of 7, but I do think that the Raptors can do it if they can stay away from the Pistons.
I will say
I am very happy for Dwayne Casey to get that win. That's got to feel nice.
Listen, basically, that comment that Renee made, that the Raptors should make the final, she's an honorary Canadian now, eh? All right. So, Renee, tell everybody as we close out this edition of The Crossover, tell everybody how they can reach you social media-wise, and hopefully they're all checking out The Sports Wrap with Renee Washington.
Yeah, so I am on all things social media, and my handle is at Renee P. Washington. It's Renee P. Wash on Twitter. On everything else, it's Renee P. Washington, and I'm on, like I said, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my website. And, of course, you can check out The Sports Wrap every week on Thursdays as we discuss topics much like this, the NBA, the NCAA, NFL, soccer. We're getting into it all. So, yeah, you should follow.
And you also have a great singer on The Sports Wrap, right?
A great, what was that?
Singer.
Yeah, I did. Yep, so that's part of what, you know, with the show every week, you get sports, you get music. You know, every week will be a different artist, or as of now, it's New Breed and I from out of Atlanta, Georgia, who's really been holding down the show, closing out each episode with a different song from his album and his latest project. So you get it all. You get some sports, you get some music, you get some trending topics, we even talk some politics a little bit. It's not just focused on one specific sport or topic. It's everything.
And I heard a rumor, I don't know if you can confirm it, that he got engaged this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, am I breaking news? Maybe you should ask him on the next show of The Sports
Wrap. Maybe I don't have all the latest news.
All right. Veronica Harris.
Keep up with everyone's social life.
Well, no, we have something brewing, me and New Breed, okay? So the New Breed is coming, put it that way. Veronica Harris, hot off her TV appearance. Veronica, first of all, tell everybody about that TV appearance, and then tell everybody about how to get a hold of you social media-wise.
Absolutely. That was, so I was on a Canadian television show called NBA XL, and it truly, truly was an amazing opportunity. And to make things even better, the gentleman that I was working with on the couch, as well as the crew behind the camera, they all made it such a lovely experience, and it was so, so nice to, you know, like, women are not now. I mean, we're still getting better. We still got, I think, a little bit more ways to go. But the fact that I was treated like an equal and, you know, and even spoken to very respectfully, it was such a great feeling, because there is still issues in the workplace, especially in sports, you know, that some folks out there think that we're not as talented or skilled or work as hard. So it was very, very nice to be a part of something so special. Again, NBA XL. You can get the clip on YouTube. I think it's a lot of fun. We talk about who the eighth man should be, coming off the bench for the Toronto Raptors and things like that. Renee, I'm going to give you a shout out. I really love what you're doing with that, with the singer at the end of the shows. I think that's an amazing idea. Yeah, that's very, very cool. So I'll definitely be tuning in. How you guys can reach me through Instagram or Twitter, VRON006. And, can't wait to chat.
Two of the best ladies in sports media, right here.
Okay.
Renee Washington, Veronica Harris. Now you got big time building. Tell LeBron James that a Canadian dude told that he should be joining The Sports Wrap or Jump Ball, because LeBron, he has nothing to do during the off season now for the first time in 10 years. He has nothing
to do. That's right.
You know, LeBron, here's the open invitation. Here, what will it take to get LeBron James here? Do I have to call Drake? Do I have to call Drake? And Drake, you know, I'll give LeBron a key to the OVO Athletic Center. How do you like that, Veronica?
I'll meet you guys there. I think that's a great idea.
All right. So for Renee Washington and Veronica Harris, this has been an outstanding edition of The Crossover. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.